T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on radio. I have in the studio a remarkable public servant, Representative Park Cannon, a doula and an elected official, House District 58. So you got to explain to us what's and a doula.
Thank you so much for having me, Rashad.
Thank you for being here.
This is exciting, bringing doulas out to Atlanta. We are the support people who help people when they're pregnant. And so right now in Georgia, we're having a lot go on with reproductive health.
I was at an event a week ago at the SCLC Women's Luncheon. And Judge Hatchett's son told this story about his wife, who was pregnant, went to the hospital. Long story short, she died. She died. He had pictures and videos. It was so, so sad. But he has now become a champion because after he started doing research, he found something that you already know, that the United States of America, we let women die.
That's right. Black women in Georgia die 3 to 5% more than white women when they're giving birth. And these are things that, just like Judge Hatchett's daughter-in-law, just like Serena Williams, happen here in our communities, no matter what our status economically is. This is truly about the lack of competent care that physicians give Black women.
Where can this be traced? Like, where does this come from?
Right now, we're seeing it come from either pregnancy-related issues or pregnancy-associated issues. These are two different categories. One is about high blood pressure, lack of prenatal care. Maybe you hemorrhaged or bled out too much after the procedure. The other is about community violence, domestic violence, trauma, sexual assault. So we want to talk about these things more openly so Black women don't die as much in Georgia.
Let me read some of these stats. Georgia once led the country in maternal mortality and now ranks second. However, there has been a consistent increase in maternal deaths over time nationally, and the same is true for the state of Georgia.
That's right.
How sad is that?
It's horrible. And as a doula, you know, I work with physicians, fellows, psychiatrists, OBGYNs to link the rest of the pieces of care that women need. But instead of our lawmakers working hard on this and studying it and putting money towards it, we've now banned abortion in Georgia.
Where are the pro-life cats at? Because we're talking about women dying. There's no argument that mothers are alive, right? You can have a debate about when a fetus becomes alive. You can't have a debate about when a mother is living. A mother is living,
Amen.
Right?
Absolutely.
Mothers are dying. We're leading the country. It's increasing in Georgia. I have not heard one pro-lifer say, Rashad, I need to come on your show to protect these Black women from dying.
We need the pro-lifers to come on board. We call them anti-choice because what we find is they don't want you to have a choice as to how you give birth at home or in the hospital, whether you live in a safe community or not. But we do need them to know that the bill passed only by one vote. And we are in a lawsuit with it now, so it might not even go into effect. So in January, this abortion conversation will come up again, but we need pro-lifers to be at the table about maternal health.
Accessing culturally competent reproductive care is already hard enough, and this is especially true for accessing health care across the board in the state. Out of Georgia's 159 counties, 64 counties have no pediatrician, 79 have no gynecologist, 9 counties simply have no doctor. I learned this maybe about 2 months ago. I moderated for Morehouse School of Medicine, and we had all of the other major institutions there. And these research doctors were talking about how some counties only have a registered nurse, and there is absolutely no medical physician anywhere in those counties.
None. And then what happens is those families will try to drive further to seek care at rural hospitals, but those hospitals aren't being funded because Medicaid hasn't been expanded.
That's
so
right.
The state of maternal health care for Black women in Georgia is dire. We are in a crisis. We are worse than some of the countries that are not developed.
We're worse than undeveloped countries.
And we're not even talking HIV and all of these other things that are added to it, which is why we're going to host an event this week on Thursday and Friday, downtown Atlanta, completely free if you're interested in coming, so we can get out of the silos and talk about Black maternal health.
I love the fact that you're doing this. Obviously, you have an opportunity to come here anytime you need to. This is at the Laudermilk Conference Center, 40 Cortland Street, Northeast Atlanta. Black Women's Blueprint, a New York-based nonprofit.
That's right.
Doing this a long time. And who needs to come?
We really need for activists to show up. If you've been beating the streets down, we need you there. If you're a physician or if you're training to be a physician, you're a fellow or a resident, we need you there. If you're a psychiatrist or a cardiologist, we need you there. There will be organizations like NARAL and Amplify. Uber is sponsoring. The Center for Reproductive Rights will be there. We're having an amazing keynote by Dr. Redman, Dr. St. Louis, Dr. Sherry. I mean, we just need you to get in the place. So if you need to find us, you can go to Black Women's Blueprint social media, or you can reach out to my social media, which is Park Cannon.
Thursday and Friday, August 1, August 2, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., 40 Cortland Street, Northeast Atlanta. And they can find this where again on social media?
Black Women's Blueprint online on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
That's big ups. I thank you for all you do.
Thanks.
All right. Representative Park Cannon, House District 58, News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.